Well, good morning again. I wanted to share with you today a little testimony that I have prepared. And as I was thinking about the right topic for today's devotional, I settled on the word patience. We've all heard that phrase, patience is a virtue. And we've also heard the follow-up plea to God, Lord, give me patience, but give it to me right now. So I looked at scripture on the topic of patience, and there's a lot, which perhaps is not surprising given the terrible trials and tribulations of so many oppressed people living in those biblical times. Imagine the patience they required to await the Lord, suffer under slavery, and build decent lives for their families. But I settled on sharing today the verse from Romans 12, verse 12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. I feel we're fulfilling that verse in the work we continue to do at St. George's and St. Michael's during these very challenging times. Let's make sure that we acknowledge that the affliction for so many, too many, has been severe, even unto death, as they battle this terrible virus. But we are human, and we're longing for and patiently awaiting the return to what we each consider to be our past normal. Beyond the patience required to endure the restrictions of this pandemic, we observe the actions of the past month by the racialized communities all over the world who have clearly exhausted their patience as they wait for true equality, safety, and justice in their struggles. So I urge us all today to find patience with our families with whom we are safely sequestered at home, patience with our leaders who are struggling to support their citizens in unimaginably difficult times, with our colleagues who continue to ask for the Zoom dial-in details that we have provided already multiple times, or who are asking us to accept the children, pets, spouses, and other interruptions to what would normally be a regular professional meeting. Let us learn more patience than we had before this pandemic. And let us be patient as we wait to return to our past lives, as health and lives are at stake if we forsake the necessary restrictions too quickly. Let's take this time to be calm, sometimes quiet. Take a nap, for heaven's sake. Appreciate what we once had and will have again. Be kind and be giving. Yes, God, please help me and all of us to embrace all these definitions of patience. And I know, sorry, we can't help it. Please give it to us right now. But more importantly, give it to us always. Amen.